This interview with our guests, Justin Smith and Morgana Bridgers, started recording a few moments after the conversation began. Justin is the director of the rock musical Hair, and Morgana plays the part of Sheila in the show. We jump in with Morgana talking about the character Claude.
What he should do, you know, in terms of what his life and culture tells him that he should do, which is go to the war, and what this group of people, the tribe, have come to believe that they should do, which is protest.
Right. So this is a definite, you know, I think written in 67.
Mm-hmm.
19, you know. Does it have relevance, do you think, for modern audiences?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, huge. I mean, that is one of the reasons why we thought it would be a good time to do it, especially with the you know, everything going on with the protests now. One thing that this tribe and lots of tribes in the 60s were very good at are organized, thoughtful protests. You know, that tried not to get out of hand, and they were known for it, and that obviously is relevant right this particular moment. Also, you know, there still is. Very unpopular decisions made by government. The draft was one of them. It was a very unpopular choice by a lot of people. And these were really the strongest voice of people going after the draft and fighting for something that a lot of people didn't believe in. And I think that that's very relevant today. We have many times where you see there's a 70% against disapproval rate for something that still gets passed through. We go to it, and people are very upset. So.
Right. Yeah. So it's about, like, the power of the masses, the power of people organizing.
Sure.
That's relevant. We don't have the draft right now.
No draft.
At least not that kind of draft.
We do not have the draft right now, and that's, you know, I think that's the easiest thing and the most unpopular thing to cling on to. That, you know, it was also a very unpopular war.
Mm-hmm.
So the draft was something that that people could latch on to and really protest about.
Right. Although some people say that we do have the draft still just through economics.
Exactly right. Yeah, some people have very little choice.
Those of you just joining us, I'm talking to Justin Smith and Morgana Bridgers from the production of Hair that is going on at Thalian Hall. You can see the show tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday. It's also playing for 3 more weekends. And if you're interested in finding out about tickets, you can find tickets at thalianhall.org. Also, you can call 632-2285. Morgana, I can tell you have some really powerful feelings over there that you want to say something about this show.
I just want to get in there.
Tell me. Actually, you sing the How Can People Be So Heartless?
Yeah, the easy to be hard.
Easy to be hard. Do you want to tell me what that means to you and how it fits in the show? And the?
Yeah, well, some of the lyrics, you know, what's just happened is Sheila and Berger have had a huge fight over something very small. And I think what's interesting there is to see this kind of relationship that you wouldn't really see a whole lot of now. A very strong female is what I mean, you would certainly see a very strong female now, but for the time, to see the passions between these two people and a female being able to say exactly what she thinks, and that producing a lot of reactionary feelings from both Berger and Sheila. And so this we go into the song, and she's struggling with her you know, with those feelings, like what she should have said and what she did say and what feels wrong to have said, just mm-hmm. in the scope of, you know, feminism.
Sure.
and all of that. And then she also says, especially people who care about strangers, who care about evil and social injustice.
It's easy.
And it is easy.
It's easy
to shut off when it comes to your personal relationships, but to care deeply when it comes to these wider issues. It's fear,
mm-hmm.
you know, which
sure.
we experience a lot of.
Yeah, I mean, you know, people, like, a movement doesn't ask you for a favor. You know? They don't want to, like, eat your food or sleep in your bed. I mean, it's easy to love that stuff, in a way.
It's
a complicated issue there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, tell me, this. A lot of people have seen this show. It's been around
sure.
for a long time.
Yeah.
What's special about your production of it?
Well, you know, we have subtly changed just a little bit of it. There was, you know, a lot of this show is a little disjointed in writing, and it's intentionally done so in vignettes in between big, huge musical numbers. So what we've done is subtly taken the character of Chrissy, who usually just pops up, sings one song, goes away, about a guy that nobody knows about, and made her a central figure. We start on her, and she's a modern-day soldier that gets a box from her grandmother, and she She gets dragged back and taken back into this time and to this tribe, and she is constantly present on stage, which hopefully is constantly reminding people of what's going on. And the character of Jeannie, who's the pregnant woman, is the one who brings her back, and she is it's insinuated she is the grandmother.
Here on Classical HQR, we're going to go ahead and continue this interview for just a moment. So tell me anything else you want to tell me. Tell me about the music really quickly. I know that the music is a huge part of it.
Yeah, the music, certainly everybody is familiar. Most people are familiar with the music. Aquarius, mm-hmm. Let the Sun Shine In.
Easy
to Be Hard, yeah. Sure. And a lot of it, you know, like Justin said, you know, in between are the vignettes where you hear the story, but the musical numbers, that's when we talk about, you know, the racism and the sexism, mm-hmm. and this war that we don't believe in. You know, mm-hmm. While it is a very fun and clap along, sing along sort of music, it's all very important, and
right.
it's all very telling of the messages that the hippies wish to share.
So I'm going to start playing this music underneath us right now.
Sure.
Some good stuff. I don't know if you can hear it. You guys can hear it. And you have the band on the stage,
band
right?
On stage.
As always,
and they're rocking.
Chiaki Ito is rocking, and they're part of the tribe,
yeah.
Really. And
right.
You know, it's all a show that they're doing. It's all part of the
excellent,
protest,
so wonderful.
It's cool. It's fun.
All right, so you can see Hair at Thalian Hall tonight at 7:30. Tomorrow night at 7:30. Sunday at 3:00, and for the next two weekends after that. Shows are on Thursdays, and there's a special ticket price on Thursdays, $20. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 7:30.
Yep.
Sundays at 3:00, but the last Sunday there is no show.
Right.
But thank you so much.
Thank you
both
so
of
much,
you
Gina.
For coming in.
We really appreciate it.
We're going to go out on this here.
Easy to say no. I'm home.